Hello, Audio Boo. It's Ian McKendrick. I'm here still at the 4 Networking venue at King's Cross in London. It's a little bit less overcast now. I can see a bit of blue sky up there. And I'm with a really interesting chap called Ivor Newman from Living Inside the Brand, who's going to give us some pearls or share his pearls of wisdom on customer service.
Hi, thanks, Ian. Customer service, I think it's one of those things, it's a bit like sex appeal. You know when you've got it, but it's very, very difficult to define. So this might be a family show, but so I'll stay on customer service rather than the sex appeal. Customers, they're the ones who pay the bills. They're the ones who decide whether we're going to be a success or a failure as a business. You all know that. So how do we actually give them the service that they want? How do we know we're giving them? And I'm going to start with that idea of how do we know we're giving them? We all start out in business, or many of us start out in business, with an idea that we want to deliver something. But actually, I wonder if that's the wrong way around. And when we start in a business, when we're growing a business, and when the business is even 100 years old, the thing that's important is what the customer thinks of what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I was in corporate life for many years, and we just got tied up on thinking about what we thought of the products, what we thought of what we were delivering. Wrong way around. And, you know, in a corporate, you're sort of insulated from the customers.
Yeah.
But in a small business, you're very much directly talking to the customers.
Toe-to-toe.
Yeah, toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball.
Yeah.
And listening to those customers, absolutely vital. But not easy, because it's our business. We get defensive when somebody comes across with something we think is a criticism.
Yeah.
So listen to the customer without getting defensive. You know, that's the first thing. Listen to the words behind the words. So the customer's saying something to you. What's behind the direct words?
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe their expectation was wrong, what your product is or service. Wonder why that expectation was wrong. It's not the customer's fault the expectation's wrong. It's probably our fault as business people that we set them on it.
Oh, right, okay, I see where you're coming from on that.
Yeah. So and that comes back to the values that you express through your promo material, through the logo that you use, your strap line under the logo, and of course the way you and all of the people in your company look and act.
Yeah.
So let me give you the example of Eddie Stobart. We've all seen the Eddie Stobart trucks.
Yeah.
Trundling up and down the motorway. And how did that business get started? Well, if you read the book about Eddie Stobart, the original business was picking up waste material from power stations, taking it to farms, and spreading it on the fields to sweeten the fields. Now, Edward Stobart, the son, saw that business was going nowhere, wanted to take it up market. But to take it up market, people had to trust him to take their valuable goods in his trucks. So his question was, would they trust me to take their valuable goods in dirty trucks, mucky trucks? Mucky drivers, that's
yeah.
Right. Well, no, of course they wouldn't. So Edward Stobart, the son, when the trucks came back in the evenings in their Carlisle depot, he'd wash the trucks himself. He put his drivers in a uniform.
It was unheard of at the time.
Oh, absolutely unheard of at the time. He cleaned, the curtain-sided trucks were just coming in, so he bought some of those and put the logo, Eddie Stobart, on the side. Then he could go out and sell up market.
Right.
And he could actually point to his clean trucks, his smart drivers.
And another interesting thing is he actually gave the names of all of his trucks a girl's name, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. I think that was his drivers who suggested that.
Yeah.
They had wives and girlfriends and daughters.
Yeah, they could dedicate their truck.
Yeah.
And that made it much more, as a company, a lot more personable. People felt a personal involvement with the company because they knew the story behind it, didn't they?
That's right. They knew the story behind it, and they knew that the drivers were real people.
Yeah.
So this idea of your values, your customer expectations, and meeting the customer expectations, listening to the customers, those are the things I'd like to leave you with.
Brilliant. Ivan, that's amazing little pearls of wisdom. Thank you very much indeed for those. Audio Boo is Ian McKendrick, over and out.